previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Joining us this morning is Lookout Sibanda, a Port Elizabeth-based ceramicist whose artistry and innovation have earned him the title of Game Changer by the Department of Sport, Recreation, Arts and Culture. Just recently, he took home the Award of Excellence for Best on Show, first place at the regional exhibition hosted by Ceramic South Africa Eastern Cape. Known for his intricate designs and storytelling through clay, you better watch out for Lookout! Lookout, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. And most importantly, congratulations on winning that Award of Excellence for Best on Show. How does it feel to have received that recognition, and what does it mean for you as an artist?
Good morning. Good morning to your listeners too. It feels good. I feel motivated. It actually motivates me a lot. It's not easy to actually get recognized, and this means a lot to me.
Yeah. Yes. You feel seen.
Yes.
And acknowledged.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Take us back, you know, to where the journey started. How did you get into ceramics? Where did it all begin?
To be honest, I was painting ceramics before, but where it all started and where I would say it changed everything is when I was in Pretoria and I was with Elsa van Dijk. She's the one person that actually taught me how to deal with clay, and that's when I actually fell in love with it. I mean, it's part of me. They wouldn't be Lookout Ceramics without clay, and that's when I actually realized that. Yes, of course, I did paint, and it was because of, you know, when you're hungry and you want to do something and you're trying, and
you're hustling.
But then when I touched clay, when I started making it, making my own items, that's when I actually,
fell at home.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you this much. We all fell in love with pottery and clay when we watched Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore in the movie Ghost. I don't know if you've ever seen that. There's a fantastic scene in that movie. Go and check it out if you haven't seen it yet. But just in terms of your work, so you've got a signature look, a very distinct look, in terms of your work. And one can easily see that this is a Lookout Sibanda piece. Each item is... it's vibrant and it's very detailed. In fact, I'm actually quite proud to own a Lookout Sibanda piece myself. What inspires your designs?
There's a few things that inspired my design, and mostly it's two. The first one, we've got the colorful one. The colorful ones, I would say the inspiration comes from my grandmother, Mamkwena. She sort of like used to crochet blankets. She used to crochet blankets for us with different colors. She used to get different wools from different people. Imagine all the color that you get from different people and crochet blankets. So I think that's where the colorful items come from. I still have some of the crocheted stuff. Every time I sort of like look at it. And then we also have the black, you know, the one that I use black clay with. And that one, I focus mainly on Africa. There's a lot of bad things happening in Africa, but there's a lot of good ones also.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the good outweighs the bad, basically, in Africa. And we're trying to convey that message.
So you bring that through in your work.
Yes.
That's stunning.
Documenting, you know, what is happening at the moment.
Well, this is where the narrative side comes in, and why I describe you as a storyteller through clay. Because as you say, that's where you bring through all of those good stories. So that's stunning. But for someone else who's wanting to follow in your footsteps, I mean, as a ceramicist, you're obviously an artist and you're an entrepreneur, which is not easy. But for someone who's wanting, an aspiring artist who's wanting to follow in your footsteps, how would you advise them, and particularly on the managing of the business side of things?
I wouldn't only advise as a ceramicist, because only as a ceramicist, I'll generalize it to just art, because ceramics only is very difficult. It has a lot of things. There's a lot of breakages. It's not like just visual arts where you sort of like just paint and everything just comes up. With ceramics, out of three items, you can actually get one. But I mean, consistency, mostly you just have to be consistent. Just make sure you deliver when you have to deliver. I mean, for someone to come back to you, you actually have to make sure you actually deliver in time also. So that's one of those things. And also hard work. I mean, you have to work very hard. I mean, that's what we all have to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Any profession. So as we wrap up, what's next? Any plans for the rest of the year or next year? Exhibitions or pop-ups? Or where can we find your work? Where can we find you?
We've got a shop at the Lower Valley. That's where Rimo's Italian Restaurant is.
Okay.
So we do have a shop there. We open 6 days a week. That's Monday to Saturday. And also the exhibition with SA Ceramics is still on until the 21st of January. That's with the GFI Gallery.
Okay.
At Park Drive. And I'm starting also to work on the exhibition that is coming up at the GFI. I'm not sure exactly when, but obviously after winning the award, we get the space at some point to actually do an exhibition. And I'm also doing the Homemakers Expo in Joburg, so I'm starting to work on that.
That is incredible. Listen, go and check him out. Look Out Ceramics. He's got amazing tea sets, by the way. Look Out, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Best of luck with all your future projects and the exhibitions. We remain fans and we will keep following your journey.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.